Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast. Yep. We are back. The boys are back.
We're here.
I got us down for episode 44. I don't know if that's actually...
That sounds about right, yeah.
It's actually right or not.
Yeah.
I got a little discombobulated because, one, I'm on vacation, so I'm doing a little day drinking here.
That's fair.
Number two, I deleted the show notes from last week's show, and therefore I forgot what we talked about. So
that was a whole week ago.
That one hasn't published yet, and I was working on trying to get that published before we recorded today and lost my show notes. So I'm not exactly sure what we're on. But I think we're on episode 44.
In all fairness, though, that was like a whole week ago. So
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's your volume on your headset there?
So far, so good. Yeah.
So we are jacking around with a new recording device to see how things go.
Yeah. You guys are going to find out the same time we do.
That's right. Yeah.
And like, please, wow, that sucked.
Please, if the audio is not very good, if it's too loud, too soft, we sound like we're talking in a vacuum cleaner, whatever it may be, let us know, because otherwise we don't know.
And if it's not funny, it's because of that too.
Of course.
If you listen to this whole show and don't find anything humorous about it, it's because of this new...
That's it.
Get up. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast, whatever episode number we are on. If you are new to the show, our style is for you to feel like you are sitting around the campfire, having a cold Miller Lite, talking bow hunting and whatever else may come to mind. And there's usually a lot of whatever else. There's my daughter.
Huh.
Wonder why she didn't come out here. As always, we bring you incredibly mediocre content in a completely meaningless way. Right here in the Whiskey and Whitetails podcast studio.
That's the only way we know how to bring it.
That's it.
Yeah.
And?
Who needs content?
You can contact us via email at backwoodsbowhunterpodcast@gmail.com.
The Gmail.
And Backwoods Bowhunter can be found at backwoodsbowhunter.com. And on, are you stripping again?
Yeah.
A little warm in here?
Fucking having heat flashes. I think I'm going through the change, Tim.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Time for a hysterectomy?
Yeah. Hysterectomy, herterectomy, I don't care.
Backwoods Bowhunter can be found at backwoodsbowhunter.com on Facebook and Instagram at Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast. And if you have a couple of minutes, please take the time to leave us a review on the Apple and the Spotify or whatever else other place you get your podcasts at. I know on Apple review, you can leave the star and the actual words. And on the Spotify, I think it's only like a star review and no words. But
yeah.
Backwoods Bowhunter is owned and operated by Third Axis Outfitters. Push your limits. It's a new one.
No, I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, no, that you threw me off.
Already. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be something that'll be known here in the near future.
Nice.
As always, we are proud to support and use Scent Crusher products, Huntworth Camo, Thoroughgood Boots, Garmin.
Garmin, yeah.
I didn't say Garmin Knives this time.
No, you didn't.
Avalon Knives, RTS Sports, and others. Countdown Tracker, 29 weeks until opening day.
204 days.
Sweet. I'm just glad we broke the 30 number.
Yeah, I'm going to be glad next week 29. When we break the 200.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
35 weeks until I go on rutcation.
Nice.
And... that moves us into the that's right. It is the Blue Line Badass nominee of the week, and I refuse to read it.
Oh, then hand it over here.
Didn't even want to print it. So it's all you, bro.
Oh, my God. There's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Someone really thought this highly of you?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay. Here we go. I would like to nominate retired officer Tim Jarvis. Tim, by the way, is the host. I'm the co-host. This is our show. This is about him. That's why he won't read it. A husband and father to our two children for the Blue Line Badass recognition. So this is for you, Tim. Here we go. I would like to recognize Tim for making the sacrifices he did each day to serve the people and keeping the city of Heron and the community safe. even though police officers have been drugged through the public opinion, they will never be good enough. He still served the community for 19 years. The same community that needs him every day. He saw the eyes of a little boy who has watched too many domestics in his lifetime. He saw the little girl who has lost her parents to a tragic car accident. Tim continued to show compassion to kids he meets by keeping a Beanie Baby stuffed animal in the trunk of his car to be alone. Oh, good Lord. Tim, I told you it was too much to read. Here we go. The hell was that?
I don't know.
Something just popped in my ear.
Mine too.
Okay, here we go. Let's restart that part. A stuffed animal in the trunk of his car, giving to the kids at times who need it the most. He went on well checks, called to the elderly women who call every night afraid to be alone after the passing of their husband's death. Tim was challenged every day in the face of criticism, hearing they need. Now, this ain't me.
You're kicking ass here.
I'm telling you, it's really long. If it was this way, it would have been shorter. I could have just, whoosh, here we go. Okay. They could have and should have done something better. But as the next call comes in, he pushed through knowing the community needed him. It was in his oath to see and cause our community's peace to be kept and preserved. Tim was an exceptional police officer who showed respect, compassion, integrity, and is always reliable to his fellow officers. He stood and still stands for what is right and good. As most officers do, they make a promise to come home to the people who love them the most. I am grateful for the community he served and for the safety he provides for our family. And for this, and for many other reasons, I want to nominate him as the officer in the recognition for the Blue Line Badass. Sincerely, aw, Mary Jarvis. That's sweet. Even though I butchered it, it was still sweet.
It was a mouthful.
I get confused when it goes from one line to another. My dyslexia kicks in.
So a few things about that. Number one, I refused to read it. And I didn't
even... probably would have came out better if you did.
Right, may have, but I didn't even want to print it. But I know that she took the time to write it. And if I don't air it, I'm going to get in trouble. And I don't want to be in trouble.
I don't want you to be in trouble, too.
I'm there enough.
Yeah.
Number two, I've been known as a lot of things in my life. Some good, some bad, some true, some false. But one thing that I am for absolute certain is modest, and I do not like recognition for anything. So that's one reason why I didn't want to read it, but God bless her for typing it and sending it.
Yeah. So thank you, Mary.
It is what it is.
That was very nice of her.
I've had it for a couple weeks.
I know you did.
I keep delaying it. Here we are. Anyway, if you want to honor a friend or relative who's out there or who has been out there protecting the thin blue line, submit your blue line badass to us at backwardsbowhunterpodcast@gmail.com. And Mike and I will use this platform to honor the men and women doing one of the hardest jobs, and that is the slightest thing that we can do for them. Elena is in the studio.
Yeah.
I don't have you set up on a mic. I can pause it and go get you one. You good? Okay. You do me a favor and turn around and turn off that heat.
Yeah.
It's a little, actually, it's not even plugged in, is it?
I'm slightly melting.
Yeah, it's a little warm.
I didn't know if it was my neck issues going on here, but yeah, I'm melting.
You can, yeah. All right, let's kick off the intro to this show.
Yeah.
It's the mystical flight of the arrow traveling downrange, searching for its next target. The thrill of chasing the elusive whitetail buck as it slips through the tall oaks. The hair that stands up on your neck when you hear that long-bearded turkey gobble in the spring. It's our passion. It's our tradition. It's Backwoods Bowhunter. And now, it's time to go full draw with your hosts, Tim Jarvis and Mike Edgen.
That's us.
You mentioned before we hit record that if this doesn't work, this new podcast setup, if this doesn't work, we still have last week's content to post. But are you going to be able to manage to reread that whole thing again when we have to re-record if this doesn't work?
I'll study. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll get a reading for Idiot's book and figure it out by next week.
Cool. We are going to talk spring cleaning this week. You've got some turkey dates coming up.
Yes, I do.
What are you, April?
Yeah. April.
Excuse me.
It's like the 9th through the 13th or something like that.
What season is that?
That would be the second season.
Second season, yeah. Okay. So the first season's not even in March this year. I think we talked about that.
No, it's not. It's like the last week of April. No. It's first in March. Is it? I'm in April. Yeah.
I know in years past they've had some that started in the end of March and then roll into April. But if yours is until the 9th, you said the 9th?
Yeah.
I would think the first week would be the 7 days before that. So it would be like just the first week of April. Anyway, I wanted to show you this. Because while you're doing your spring cleaning, be out looking for sheds. Check this shed out. That is a whitetail. And I know nobody in the listening audience can see this.
But looks like a moose.
Yeah. A whitetail shed. And it's a giant paddle. Looks like a moose.
Yeah, it does.
Moose shed. But obviously much smaller because moose shed is much bigger than that.
A lot smaller, yeah.
Just wanted to share that because that's
pretty cool. Pretty neat.
It's pretty cool looking.
I believe the first season is the 28th of March through the 1st of April. Because it's a Monday through Friday, and that's why I didn't want it.
So why is there a whole week off between that and the second season?
Well, the second season...
Because they're usually back-to-back weeks. Or they used to be.
Second season, I think, is either the 7th or the 8th through the 13th. So it's really not like a whole week. It's like 5 days.
Yeah, but it's a big deal.
I hate you. Yeah. I could be mistaken.
You don't have a headset on. I played Porky Pig again. Yeah. Did you hear it?
No, but I knew which
one.
Oh.
Oh, so you thought that was funny?
Kind of was. What you were saying?
I don't even know if I'm talking to you right now.
Okay.
Okay, here's what I think.
I muted you anyway.
I'm sure you did. Let me get this closer to my mouth here. Because the second season is like Thursday or Friday, which is the 7th or 8th through the 12th or 13th. It's like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure the first season goes the 28th through the 1st, and then there's just the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th before the next season, I think. Because it can't go the week before because that would carry right into the season that I have for the second season. If it was the 4th through the 8th, that would be the start of our season.
See, I always thought there wasn't a day off in between. Like, it would be set days were season one, and then the very next day would start season two and go set days, and then the very next day three, and so forth and so on.
You're talking the wrong guy. I just do a hunting podcast.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
You are wearing pink.
Thank you. Hey, see what it says, though, damn it?
I do see that.
Yeah.
I don't agree. I think real men rock camo.
Well, they do, but they also wear pink. Right? Yeah, Elena says so.
We're talking spring cleaning here, preparations. What are you doing to get prepared for said turkey season?
Well, we have, not this weekend, but last weekend, we kind of drove around to a few different spots early in the morning, kind of seeing if there was any turkey out in the field yet.
Are you Franklin County?
Yes.
Franklin County?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to go out this weekend to my dad's property. And we're going to go out there and scratch a little bit and see if we can get any callbacks and, you know, get some hollerback girls out there. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to go out there. We're going to do that this weekend. This is the first season I'm ever really turkey hunting, so it's going to be a new experience for me. As you could tell by my knowledge of the dates and all.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on top of it.
I'm pretty solid like that. Mm-hmm.
All right,
Dan.
Can't help myself. I got a new toy.
Yeah. I figured you'd be playing
I was already
crazy.
Out of control.
Yeah? Yeah. This will have the most sound effects out of any show yet.
It could.
I think.
We'll see. Depends on what we get to stumbling around on here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been out shed hunting? I know you don't do a whole lot of that to begin with, but.
No, I wanted to this weekend, but obviously I really couldn't because of the show, and then Saturday was recuperation day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday was the show.
Well, Sunday was a recuperation day then. I got hit in the head a lot.
I realize that.
Yeah.
We're going to look for sheds. We're knucklehead over there next to you, and I are going to get out on the side-by-side and start working on the trail. So,
yeah.
No better time to search for sheds than now.
Yeah. Well, I did take next Friday off.
Did you?
Yes. So, if you're free Friday, we may be able to make another show and get some shit knocked out.
Well, we'll have to discuss that.
We could talk about it off air. We're going to have to. I whispered so they didn't hear.
Somebody to your left turned 16 on that date.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. We're having a party.
So, where I'm going to start working on the trail. So, we're going to build a trail through the woods here.
Yeah.
And there's already some of a trail, but we're going to kind of do our thing.
Add on to it.
Add on to it. Before I get into that, what do you think of these? Look at that.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's us.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
Good night. Yeah. Moving up.
Little squirrel moment.
I feel like the Jeffersons.
I'm going to start along this fence row over here on the east side. Because that's what?
I said I feel like the Jeffersons and moving on up, and then you said east side. I was waiting for Elena to jump into a deluxe apartment in the sky.
My guess is she's never even heard of the Jeffersons.
Oh, Lord. They're very old, yeah. Elena. Thank you.
Been around a minute.
For dating us. Okay, go ahead, Tim. On the east side of the property.
On the east side of the property, there's a fence, and that's where in the past, if we found any sheds, that's where they've been.
Yeah.
So I was going to start there anyway, then it's a good opportunity to look for sheds at the same time.
That'll work.
So, and she, I'm assuming you were looking through binoculars, yes, the other day. So we had a bunch of deer. Well, hell, last night there was 10, I think I counted in the field, and she saw another group of them in the woods. So there was a bunch of them out here last night, out in this field. But a couple days prior to that, I think it was, she was looking through some with the binoculars, and she saw a antlerless buck, because you get to see the spots the on his nubs. Head where they once were.
Nice.
So I know they're down.
Yeah.
Time to go find them.
They're not on the head anymore.
They are not. So we're going to be working on the trail. I've got a lot of different ideas. Main ideas, basically, are to steer the deer. Create lanes to move them in the direction I want them to move.
That's the way to put them.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before, they will travel the path of least resistance. So,
yeah.
You know, if they're not pressured, that is. So if I can create the path that I want them to come down, and then the ultimate idea is that they don't bed here.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. But some of the does may bed here, but I don't have any bucks bedding here. They bed across the highway, which is going to be an issue because it's a really small parcel. The guy directly across from us isn't a small parcel, but the property that was just to the east of him, which mm-hmm. I know they cross through over there, is just a little small 5-acre parcel. My ear itches. Hang on.
Yeah.
Sheesh. And somebody has bought that. They overpaid way big time for it. And
you were telling me about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know what the hell they're doing, but they're putting a bunch of gravel in over there, and they've pulled in a cook portable warehouse, and there's a camper that sits there. It's not a camper. It's an RV.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know what the hell they're doing. But I'm concerned mm-hmm. because my bucks bed over there.
Yeah.
And they come over here. But all that aside, what I'm wanting to do is when to create this trail over here where I get them coming down that trail, and instead of meandering off to the south onto the neighbors back there, I'm going to cut that trail back across this way.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to make them turn to the right, which is back here where the food plot is anyway.
Yeah.
And bring them back around this way. So I'm trying to keep them more here.
Yeah.
I know they're going to go back there, but just create more opportunities to keep them here.
Hey, build a wall.
High fence hunting right here.
Yep. Get the corner. Just in that corner, though. Not the whole thing. Yeah. Just where you want them to turn, build like a 20-foot wall.
Okay.
And they'll have to turn, and they'll never go to the other side.
All right, you're on that, all right?
Okay. And it doesn't have to be brick. It could be fence, you know, fencing. Yeah, you just choose what you want.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it all works.
With inflation right now, I don't know that I can afford to buy fencing or bricks.
Mm-hmm. No, or the gas to get the four-wheeler back there.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. We got to have gas for the side-by-side. We got to have gas for the chainsaw.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Hell, just to fill that little chainsaw is going to cost $14 or $15.
Yeah.
But to hold a gallon?
Yeah.
That's about right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Timber management, I don't know if how quick I'm going to get into that, doing some hinge cutting and timber management. So basically, if we drop some trees, but right now it's hard to tell which ones I want to drop because things haven't grown in. But mm-hmm. I would like to find some shit trees and get rid of them. I don't want to get rid of my oaks and things like that. But
yeah.
Some of these ash trees are dying out here anyway, thanks to our ash borers, the beetles. But get some trees down. That can also help create those lanes, those traffic lanes. It's a natural wall to feed off of what you just said. But more importantly, opening up the sky so your sunlight's penetrating and you get more undergrowth, which is more food source opportunities.
Yeah.
Without putting in a food plot, you have natural food sources. So that vegetation is seeing that sunlight and you can get more of that vegetation undergrowth. Make sense? Good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Clear as mud.
The idea, anyway, is just trying to, I've used the term on here before, and just create a deer hunting sanctuary here. This is kind of what we're trying to do. And we have the animals. I just want to keep them here.
Oh, yeah.
Screen timed out.
Oh, Lord.
What the crud.
What the crud.
There we go.
It is a very cool screen. I like it.
And another thing I need to do that I I failed to do last year, one of my favorite tree stands back here, first time I climbed up in it this past hunting season, I was looking the direction that they usually come through, and I'm like, I don't have a damn shooting lane. I took the time to get the stand set up and cleaned whatever limbs I needed to get, you know, the tree stand mounted to the tree, but I didn't take the time to clean my shooting lanes. So every shooting lane that I would have had, I was dealing with some sort of underbrush growth that was
going to
interfere. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad deal.
Yeah. So now's a good time to do that.
Yeah.
It's spring.
Yeah.
Got months.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get on it now.
I'm sure you've had the same problem I had when we had all that ridiculous wind when those tornadoes
didn't go down through
here. But when I went out to Thompsonville last week of the season, me and Mikey went out there one more time. We kind of left it alone this year, but when we went out there, it looked different. Like, I was sitting in the stand, and it looked different than it did 2 months prior to me being out there. I was like, it looks completely different because there's a tree down over here. This tree cracked, and I'm like, we got to cut some shit down and get some stuff out of the way.
Yeah.
Because it looked just bad.
I've got crap down everywhere. I mean, immediately right behind us here.
Oh, yeah.
I get all that cleaned up, and I've been waiting for the ground to dry so I can get the tractor over there and not rut everything up.
I figured Lane would have that up by now.
You think?
I thought.
Yeah. No.
Wrong.
Her brother is going to be helping me because he's being punished, and part of his punishment is to clean a lot of these limbs up.
There you go.
So I'm going to go out there with the saw and try to cut up some of the bigger stuff, and he's going to collect all the smaller stuff.
That's how you toughen them up. You cut them in big pieces and be like, I need that one out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they either drag it or, yeah.
I agree. Good call. So, yeah, we got to do that. You've got your dad's property and your Thompsonville property.
Yeah.
Got any plans for the spring for those?
Well, with my dad's property, ever since the mines went underneath them, there was a stand that the Great Gatsby loved to hunt. And somehow this year, there's water coming up in front of it. And it's like a lake in front of his stand, and it goes right up to the base. So the base is actually sunk.
Sinking.
Yep, so it's come out of the top. So we got to get in there. So we're trying to figure out what we can do to get rid of all that water. I said we'll just call the neighbor. He's got an excavating company. Take 4 or 5 big scoops of dirt out and make a small pond.
There you go.
And this way you just drive around it still because the path is probably I don't know, 25, 30 foot wide going through the first half of the woods. And then it narrows down to just a trail. So I told him, I said, we'll just get that guy across street, see what he'll do, or let us borrow it. And we'll just go dig out, you know, 5 or 6 big scoops, maybe about 5, 6 feet deep, suck all that water in. And then hopefully it won't fill up and go over the top of it. But I don't know what else to do with it. We've called the mines 150 times. Well, I didn't. My mom and dad have called the mines 150 times, said, hey, we got water coming up from, you know, since you guys started doing this, now we've got this issue.
Now, is this like exactly 150 times, or are we guesstimating?
I'm guesstimating, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's probably closer to the 130s, but
all right.
I like to exaggerate.
Fair enough.
So, but yeah, they said they'll be out 100 times.
I've told you a million times to stop exaggerating.
757 times. 757. Yeah. Now who's exaggerating? So, and they still ain't come out to do anything with it. So I told Mikey and Todd, I said, we just need to figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Because Todd loves that stand. That's like his baby. And he didn't get to hunt it this year, so he's a little sad.
Yeah, understood.
Yeah. So we're hoping to dig that out and then still be able to have a path to drive around it. And then maybe get little bit of a pond in there and draw the deer for drinky drink.
I'm contemplating something. So we have a water source, obviously. You can see it from where you're sitting.
Yeah.
We have a 1 acre size pond, but it is out in the middle of the field. And I've found that a lot of our younger bucks will come to it for their drinking source, but I've found that a lot of our more mature ones are not.
Yeah.
Not wanting to break that wood line and come out there in the wide open.
Yeah.
Well, that, I can't remember the name of the show or the guy's name offhand. Saw him at the ATA show. That does the YouTube videos on habitat management and setting up your properties and stuff. We've watched a couple videos
a
time or two. He will actually buy those. I've seen them at Rule King. It's used for livestock.
Those troughs?
The water troughs.
The round ones or the... Mm-hmm.
Well, some of them are round, some are rectangles, some are whatever shape. But
yeah.
And he will actually bury them in the ground at surface level as a water source, a drinking source. And he shows videos on his YouTube channel of deer coming through the wood line on whatever trail he's created for them. And they'll stop there for their...
Get their drink.
Get the drink on. So I'm trying to decide if I want to do that as part of our trail system. Probably won't put it on the trail because then I'll end up with one of the kids driving the side-by-side off in the middle of it. But off to the side of the trail, if I want to put one of those in as a water source for our more mature bucks or just let it bump with the pond and try to use some of these other ideas. That'll probably be one of the last things I do is just kind of a game-time decision.
The Great Gatsby did that one year with one of them little kiddie pools.
Yeah.
Same
concept.
Same
concept.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He put a little kiddie pool out there.
Did it work?
Don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't remember.
That was valuable content. Thank you.
It was years ago. Yeah, we'll have to ask Todd. Now that we've got a recording device, we'll have to get him on here and find out if it worked.
We can do so, hopefully. I haven't tried that part of it yet.
Yeah.
I only tested out the actual recording side of it.
But yeah.
We'll see.
Hey, the content part was that it was tried. Success? I don't know. I'm sure something drank out of it. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean,
I'd stop and drink.
A bird may have washed its ass in it. I mean, that's...
Who cares?
Got used.
Yeah. it helped nature.
Scouting areas, too. I think this isn't... if you're going to be doing... she has better vision than me, so I'm going to turn her loose on this one, but you... If you're going to be doing trail maintenance and hinge cutting and all these sorts of things, you're going to be out there, be scouting. Look for those rubs. Look for those scrapes. Look for all that good stuff. Now's the time, you know.
Yeah.
Seeking out. I mean, I feel like I know this property pretty damn well. Been here for a dozen years now, but you never know. You know, this is a good opportunity to find something.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a few years ago. I was working back there on the south end of the property, and I came across a rub that I didn't know was there.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, hey, look at that.
You know, winter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, there's a stand in that area. But
yeah.
Speaking of stands, You were talking about the Great Gatsby's stand that he likes to hunt out of.
Yeah.
Now's the time, since we're on spring cleaning, to do stand maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
Get up there, check those straps. Some people take their stands down. Some people leave them up year-round.
Yeah. No, I'm not taking them down.
Not taking them
down. Way too much work.
Yeah. I don't know. I've done both. Usually, I used to put them up and take them down every single year, and then the last couple years, little bit of laziness and a little bit of why am I doing this? I just started leaving them up.
Yeah.
But now I feel is now is a good time to get in there and make sure your straps are solid.
You know, because them damn squirrels will get in there starting on.
Mm-hmm. Take your seats off if you've got padded seats. Because
yeah, well, found that out the hard way.
By the time fall gets here, they won't be there anymore. No. They're all chewed to hell. No.
Some squirrels got them a nice insulated home, though, I'll tell you what.
You know what you do to a squirrel? Here. Tell you what you do to a squirrel.
What do you do to a squirrel?
I hit him two good whacks with it. That second one just plumb near cut his head in two.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Yeah,
that takes care of him.
Yeah, I hate squirrels.
Oh man. So yeah, I'm gonna do that. Hopefully this week, and just make sure my straps are golden and not.
Well, we had that one stand I was telling you about out in Thompsonville. Mikey went to hunt that last weekend. We went and he couldn't go in it because a tree had fallen on it and broke it. He tried. He got about halfway up, and it shifted on him. He said, I'm not going in there. I'm like, well, you're an idiot with a tree laying on it to even think about going in it in the first place.
Yeah, oof.
So we're going to be looking for another location for that tree stand when we replace it. So we'll be looking when we go out and work on the trail a little bit. We'll be looking for a new area that we've got deer funneling in and out of. So
get you all set up.
Yeah.
It's also a good time not only to do tree stand maintenance, but how about acquire new ones? Stands, blinds. I know you're going to buy a saddle this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's on my list, actually. Yeah.
I got to set the...
I was
thing to be longer on here.
Looking online, and I was trying to figure out which saddle would be best for me.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I decided none of them. Yeah.
Came to that conclusion, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the point of that is... Closeouts. Right now, we're in the spring.
I can't find a stand anywhere.
Dealers, really?
Yeah. Not at, like, a store. I'm sure I could look online.
Yeah.
But, like, Rural King, gone. Everywhere, gone. Nowhere has a stand.
Hmm.
I was like, well.
Well, I was going to say, springtime's usually the closeout season where you can get good deals on some of these stands.
Oh, they've done closed out.
And your saddles.
Oh, yeah. Well, the saddles were definitely on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were definitely gone, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or else I would have bought one. They were completely sold out at the store. Yeah, I went to get one, and I was like, well, can't do that.
Yeah, I'm not buying what you're selling. I'm not smelling what you're stepping in. Let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll finish spring cleaning.
Sure.
So today's Backwoods Bowhunter episode, there it is. We do these live, so you got to bear with us here a little bit.
Yeah.
Is brought to you by Huntworth Camouflage. Take advantage of Huntworth's spring sale to gear up with some of our pro staff favorite items like our hoodie with a built-in face mask, solid color stretch woven pants, windproof season jacket, and the hunting backpack. Get ready for turkey season and take 20% off of the spring sale. 20% off if you use the code TRKYM20. Turkey M20. TRKYM20. I don't know what the M is for.
Hmm.
But we'll go with it.
Unless you're tracking the blood trail on a whitetail, tune in for more of the Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast.
So while you're doing your maintenance on your tree stands, now is also a good opportunity to do some maintenance on your trail cameras. Some folks leave those out year-round. Some, all theirs in. You bring yours in, right?
Yes. All but one. And that's because I've been too lazy to go get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a
weird situation. I could tell you about it later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to bring mine in right after the shed. I would pull them off and bring them in and then get them back out in the spring, April-ish, May.
Yeah.
This year, I thought they're the cell cams, and I'm already paying for the yearly package on them anyway.
I'm just going to leave
them out there.
Yeah.
You know, so I've left them. But I think now's a good opportunity to make sure your batteries are golden.
Yeah.
They've been operating all fall and winter. And sometimes those SD cards get out of whack and have to be reformatted or replaced or whatever,
yeah.
Which I don't know. Somehow I've managed to never have to do that. All the years I've been using them, I've never had to replace an SD card.
I haven't had any issues yet, but the one that I have to still go get stopped taking pictures 4 or 5 months ago. And
could be full.
Well, I don't know if it is or not. I mean, it wasn't out there that long, but the card maybe, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it just completely stopped. I checked the battery strength on it, the signal, everything was good on it. But it just stopped taking pictures. So I'm feeling like I'm having the same problem Gatsky was having, because a lot of his cell cameras, he had to get redone. He had to send them into the makers of them, and they actually reformatted them and sent them back to him. So I'm hoping that's not what's going on.
The spy points? Or
the spy points, yeah. I don't have the patience for that crap to send it off and then wait for it to come back. I'll just
I'm not sure I do
throw it away and buy another one.
Right.
Because I'm an idiot.
Especially when they run a sale on them or you get two for $130 bucks or whatever.
I'm like, throw this one away.
Start over. We talked about that Spy Point Flex. Was that last week?
It could have been. We can't remember what the hell happened last week.
Well, I've found out what that price point's going to be because I part of when we were talking about it, we were going through what it was all about, but I didn't know what the MSRP was going to be on it. So
yeah.
I finally learned it's in that 160 range.
Well, that's not terrible.
It's not bad at all.
No.
For what it's offering, it's not bad at all.
I thought you were going to throw me like a 230, 250.
No.
So that's not terrible.
No. It was either 160 or 169, somewhere in that.
Now you're getting closer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was like 229, 240, 250,
290. 300. Sold! Not to me, though. Not for that price.
Speaking of the cameras, even though they send that image to your phone, that image is still being stored on those cards.
Yeah.
So they still have to be cleaned off.
Yeah.
You know, so that's part of our job this spring is to get those taken care of and cleaned up.
Well, I found where they sell the actual Spy Point SD cards. So I'm thinking, I've already got one. I'm thinking just going by in three and then change them all out with the Spy Point SD cards. This way, if I call the manufacturer, they don't say, well, are you using the Spy Point? You know, because they'll always do that shit just to blow smoke up.
Well, they want you to use their product.
Yeah. Right. And like, well, it works better with this card in it. No, it doesn't.
Like we were talking about with the GoPro stuff.
Yeah.
With my incident.
Did you ever get your SD card?
No.
Okay.
I up-paid to get their card, even though I can get that same exact quality card from SanDisk or whatever at the Walmart for a third of the price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, allegedly, it is, I have never done this. I'm not proud that I did this, but I had to do it. I filed a complaint with the Better Business Bureau.
There you go.
And since I did that, I got notified from GoPro yesterday that they are overnight shipping me my card. So we'll see if that actually comes true.
Look at that.
Because that would be today.
Look at that.
And I hate to go through BBB to get it done, but
yeah.
I mean, either give me my card or give me my $50. It's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. Because out of all the shit you got, that's what you would try to rob them off from.
Exactly.
Not the camera.
I think you made that point.
Yeah.
The last time was, if you're going to try to hoodwink them out of something, it's not going to be an SD card.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You get the camera. Hey, you get two cameras. Hey, I never got the camera.
Right.
I got your $50 SD card, but no camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're going after the SD card that you can go to Walmart and buy for $20.
Exactly. Camo, I mean, you just recently got some new camo. Yeah. You were buying some closeout Sitka gear, weren't you?
Oh, shut up. No.
I'm serious. I thought that's what you bought.
Not Sitka.
Was it Nomad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's just as quality.
Well, I know, but it's not as pricey. God, even the closeout Sitka gear is like $200 for a damn t-shirt. Tim, I ain't got that kind of money.
Okay. Well, nonetheless.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Usually, much like the tree stand issue, we have closeouts. springtime mm-hmm. closeouts. Now's yeah. a good time to go through your camo. I've got all brand new stuff now. So
yes, you do.
I'm good to
Very
go.
Nice.
But now's a good time if you need something, need to replace your gloves or your hoodies or your jackets or your whatevers. Now's a good time to be doing that because there should be some places running some decent
yeah
sales to clean that stuff out.
I have way too much shit. Every year I do it. I'm like, ooh, it's only $30 though. It's normally $150. You have to buy it.
But you have a new scent closet to put your stuff in.
Well, yesterday I added something to it.
And gear bag.
Yeah. I added something to the scent closet yesterday.
What'd you add?
Realtree hoodie with the spring pattern. So it's like the brighter, like you have in there. It's got the, I don't know, like the brighter green. So you kind of fit in with the springtime pattern, not like the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. More leafy.
Thanks.
Spring
yeah.
leafy look.
Yeah. But it's the hoodie and it has the face cover deal inside the hoodie.
Yeah.
I bought one for Jimmy by accident. I bought him a hoodie for hunting last year.
That's the hoodie that they have on sale right now at Huntworth on their 20%. It's got the, I have it in there actually. It's got the hoodie and the part on the face where you can pull it up too.
Well, mine wasn't even 20% off.
My bad.
Now you tell me. You couldn't tell me this last week?
No.
You're always a week late.
I know.
And a dollar short.
A lot of dollars. Where was I at?
I don't know. Damn. Aggravating me.
Yep. I got one more, and then I'm going to get into what I feel is really important.
Okay.
Deer. Unbeknownst to some people, deer will use a scrape and a licking branch year round. They don't just start in October and November. They use them all year round. So now is the perfect time if you're going to put out a mock scrape or a mock licking branch, get them out now.
Get them going.
It gets them starting to use it, and you'll see results in October. Whereas if you decide to wait till 3 days before hunting season.
Yeah. I'm going to bring them in this week.
Rolling the dice.
Yeah.
Get them out there now. Get them used to seeing them. Get them used to working them. Now's the time.
Hmm. Have you bought any of that hemp rope?
Yeah. I've got a whole roll of it in the back of my side-by-side.
Sheesh. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
We're ready. I'm going to give it a try. See what happens.
Very nice.
I've never used hemp rope.
No, we were talking about it though that one day.
Yep. So we're gonna give it a whirl. And what I find to be the most important thing,
yes,
bow maintenance. You got to be doing that stuff now. I worked at a sporting goods store. I worked in the bow room, and I can't begin to tell you how many people will wait till a week, maybe 2 weeks before archery season starts. To bring their bow in and say, my D-loop broke, or I need a new string, or
yeah,
it needs retuned, or whatever. Insert your maintenance problem there. They would always wait till the week before, and when we replied, well, you're in line. We've got about 56 bows hanging in there to work on.
Yeah.
Then they get mad.
Yeah. Well, I need it next week.
Right.
It's deer season.
Well, I got to have it by the first. Well,
you're not getting it, sucker.
You probably had these problems back in January when the season ended, mm-hmm. and you're waiting until the end of September to bring it in for maintenance.
Same people done. That don't shoot their bow till September 23rd, 24th.
Same exact people. That's correct. So if you need new strings, get them. If your D-loop broke or it's fraying on you or it looks like it's about to come undone,
fix it.
Take care of it.
Yeah.
Do whatever upgrade you need to do. Need a new set of arrows? Get them now.
Mm-hmm.
Start shooting them. Because trust me, you may need to retune.
You already? Oh, Lord.
And for somebody like yourself, Mike, if you need a new crossbow, now's the time to get it.
Tim.
Yes, sir.
Why we always got to go here?
Sorry.
You just want to see all the nasty grams I could possibly get. You like that?
Here, I got to play. I got to play my soundbite here if I can find it.
Oh, Lord.
There we go. I like that one.
It's a new one. I like it.
Well, that one actually came pre-programmed on here.
Oh, my God. They got pre-programmed stuff?
They do, yeah. Nice. A lot of them are stupid. Like, there was a harp. I mean, like, we're going to play somebody.
Who the hell plays a harp?
Right.
Nobody.
So I changed them all out except for that one. That's the one I kept.
Well, that one's a classic.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't get rid of that one. That's like if you got a rim shot on there, you got to keep it.
There is a rim shot.
Well, I'll be damned. See? There you go. Boom. All right. See? You got to have them two sound effects.
There you go. anyway, crossbow, compound bow, whatever. If you're looking to upgrade bows, now's the time.
You know, you fix a crossbow.
And before you say that.
Sorry.
And it's not as if you got to wait for September for these bow manufacturers to release their new bow line for the year, because those all come out now in January. So,
yeah.
If you buy one now, they're not going to have a new one in September.
No.
The one you get now will be the newest, latest.
Yeah. So, until next year.
I rest my case.
Yeah. So you know how you fix a crossbow?
How do you fix a crossbow?
Throw it away.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
I had a feeling that's where you were going with that.
You find a real tall building and you throw it off and you watch it hit the ground. And then you say, wow, that's nice. And then you buy a damn compound and go hunt. Yup.
Are we going to go down that rabbit hole, or are we going to?
Nope, I'm done.
Okay, just dropping some little hints.
You
there.
Started it.
I know.
I'm just over here being achy and.
Yeah, you look rough.
I'm struggling.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. But I'm okay.
All right, good.
I'm a freaking trooper.
Going to power through. You've almost powered through the whole show here.
Yeah.
We only have another hour and a half to go.
Shut up.
So that's spring cleaning for me.
Lies.
Just a quick summary. Work on your trails. Work on your timber management. Clear your lanes. If you have the opportunity to make bedding for bucks, make it. Clear your shooting lanes. Don't be a dumbass like me. Maintain your cameras. Do your tree stand maintenance. Get your freaking blinds out of the woods. I know we talked about leaving stands, but
yeah.
I wouldn't recommend leaving your blinds out there, especially as we enter the storm season and things like that. You're just going to turn them up.
You have homeless people living in them.
Do some scouting. Put out your mock scrapes. If you need new camo, stands, saddles, get after it. And most importantly, do that bow maintenance or get your new bow ready, set up, and ready to go so that you're not waiting until the last minute and putting pressure on your local archery shops.
And then mad at them because they've got 30 people in front of you that all waited to the last minute.
It's not their fault that you're a douche.
No, not at all.
You got anything to add to that?
No. You pretty much summed that bad boy up right there.
Thought so. All right. Now, I got to... That's the one thing about this new thing. I have to switch screens in it.
And you got to reach all funky around that mic.
I know. I need
all around that mic.
Well, I had it initially set up right here, which was just right here and easier. But then I didn't have anywhere for my keyboard, so...
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
When we hire an official... soundboard worker, you won't have to worry about that crap anymore.
That's right. There you go.
Wow.
She's on it.
We already got a job. Job applicant coming in hot. First question, how much?
She'll fail the background test anyway.
I thought you were going to say the drug test. I'm like, no. Elena?
She better not fail that.
What do I need to know?
Well, let's move into the dry fire. Ready?
I've been hornswoggled.
What dry fires your bow, Mr. Mike?
Deep breath. I'm gonna be calm.
Remember, we have young ears.
During this, I'm gonna be calm, and I'm barely gonna swear. So,
well, that's no fun.
Absolutely, this week it would be the beloved city of Benton.
Oh, the whole city.
The whole city. And the jackass that I've talked to three times since last Friday, him, I don't know his name. I might ask him today because I'm going to call him again. Yeah, I'm going to call him again today, and I'm going to rip him another one like I did yesterday. Our trash pickup, which we have to pay for, you know, that's what the city pay, you know, charges you for, their trash and their water.
This is the one you said you were going to bring it out a bag at a time.
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
So last week... they missed us again. So my wife called Friday and said, hey, you guys, missed our trash pickup for the third time in 2 months. And the guy's like, oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. The truck broke down. They're towing it away right now. They're going to try to get out tomorrow, Saturday. Bullshit. They're not working Saturday. I'm not dumb. So Monday comes around, no pickup. So I call him Monday. I said, hey, our trash didn't get picked up last Thursday. My wife called Friday. They said they were going to be out Saturday. They never came out. Today's now Monday. And of course, I'm blowing smoke up this guy's ass. I tell him the corner of my house is filled with trash that I can't fit in my garbage can anymore. It's not yet, but it could be. You know what I mean? The potential's there. So he's like, well, I'm going to send the driver a message right now. What's your address? And I told him, he's like, you know, last week we had a substitute driver and that's what happened. So I was like, okay, well, they told my wife one thing on Friday, me something Monday. So he's like, I'm sending them a message right now. They should be there today. I said, okay. So yesterday comes, trash still sitting there overflowing. So I called the guy again and he's like, oh, let me get your address, sir. I said, you should have it on goddamn file. I've called you 3 times in the last 4 days. It's 405, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, yeah, well, when they call into the thing, I'm going to let them know that that needs to be picked up. I said, here's what you need to do. You need to pick up your damn phone. You need to call the company. I said, you pay them, I pay you, correct? He goes, well, yeah, that's how that works. I said, well, I ain't paying you this month. I said, is that going to piss you off? I said, because I'm not paying you this month. I said, this is the third time in 2 months that you guys didn't pick up my trash on a service I'm paying for. I said, so I'm not paying you this month. I said, if that guy is not here today, I will not be paying you guys this month, and you guys can figure out how you're going to get that money. I said, because obviously you can't call this damn trash company and tell them, come get my trash. Now today, thank you. So today is now Wednesday. Woke up. My trash is still there. So when I get home, I'm calling this fine gentleman back again. And it's the same poor bastard that keeps answering the phone. And as soon as he hears my voice, it's, you know, he knows what's coming. So
that guy again.
Yeah. I told him, I said, here's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to start throwing my trash in the goddamn street. When a car hits it and blows it all over the road, I'm leaving it there. I'm raking it out of my grass back onto your streets, and you guys could figure out how to pick it up. I said, because I'm done playing this game. So now today I get to go home and call him one more time, and I'm sure he's going to be very excited to hear my voice.
So does the city of Benton not, they don't have their own trash service?
No.
They sub it out to somebody else?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're paying this company to do it, but they don't have the control to call this company directly and say, hey, go to this house and pick up their trash. That's what this idiot's telling me on the phone. I'm like, you pay them, correct? Yeah. We pay you, right? Yeah. Okay. So I'm not paying you. So you need to talk to that company how to get the money from me. Because I'm not paying you for what they're not doing. I said, you guys want to keep paying them for not doing their job and not hold them responsible for it? That's fine. But you won't be getting the money from me. You can call this garbage company and you can get their service. And then he starts giving me this bullshit. Oh, well, they had our normal driver had a death in the family, and his cousin also works on the route, so he was also off. I said, I don't care. You got drivers. They know the address. They picked up my neighbors across the street, and they drove right past my house twice. Never stopped and got mine. So the substitute driver was in the right damn neighborhood. It's not like he just totally didn't know where this side of the neighborhood was.
So put that. Why?
I don't know. So, yeah, so now I get to go home and call this asshat one more time and let him know you done messed up. Yeah, I'm not paying you.
And Heron has their own, the city does the trash pickup here, so, and it's all billed together, so they water, sewer, trash is all in one bill.
Yeah.
But they're not subcontracting it. So even though they're subbing it out, they still do it that way.
It's all one bill, water, trash, sewer.
Yeah.
And then... but they have an outside company. He's like, well, sometimes they radio in to dispatch and I'll give them the address. How come the other day you text the guy the number and today you can't? You're going to have to wait till he radios in to dispatch. They just, all these stories. And that's when I told him, I said, well, you told my wife Friday the truck broke down. You told me Monday there was a substitute driver. Well, both of those things were true. It was a substitute driver and his truck did break down and they towed him away. I said, listen, I don't know if the company's blowing smoke up your ass or if you're blowing smoke up my ass. I said, but here's the deal. I need my trash picked up, and if you don't, I'm not paying you. I said, so either it gets picked up today or I'll call you back tomorrow and we'll figure out how we're going to work this bill out. So today we get to call and figure out how we're going to work the bill out. Because I ain't paying it. Hell no.
All right.
Who's he think he's messing with? It's the little things that get me going, Tim. Crossbows and trash pickup.
Never noticed. I've never noticed. Are you done?
I'm fine now.
Sure?
Yeah.
Need a Xanax?
No. Well, I could use a muscle relaxer because I am in pain. I'm out of coffee.
Told you I'm on vacation. I have muscle relaxer in the can here.
Maybe I'll go to the ER and...
You look like you're getting ready to talk onto the microphone, but your microphone's not hooked up. Oh. There you go. Coloring book and crayons.
I thought she was going to tell me she gave me a muscle relaxer. I was like, Tim, we might want to check.
She was going to fail the background test.
We might want to double check on this before we hire her. She's going to be like, hey, I can get you some muscle relaxers and a coloring book.
I think I am going to shift this just a little bit this way.
A coloring book. Is that like a shot at me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Apple don't fall far from the tree. We're both smart asses.
Hmm. What kind of coloring book? I mean, is it like a SpongeBob?
Hello Kitty. Oh, you are wearing pink.
Tim.
What?
It's for breast cancer.
I know. But February.
I'm that guy.
Wasn't February breast cancer month? No, that's October. Never mind.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
I'm an idiot.
You know your cancer months as well as I know my damn turkey dates.
Here we go. Where are we at here?
That boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I'm in a good mood. I woke up feeling good. I think Major League Baseball is... I have some optimism that this week they're actually going to get a deal done. I didn't have much, so the only thing I could find to really bitch about was the weather. Because a week ago today, we recorded a show that I lost my show notes for.
Yeah.
And it was 71 degrees.
Yeah, it was a little nice. We didn't have the heater on, had the door open.
Yeah.
After the show.
And now I walk in here this morning, and it's 31 degrees, and I had to kick the heat back on again.
Yeah.
So
one more little come through, I hope.
Mother Nature dry fires my bow, and if I had the chance, I'll bitch slap her.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I would definitely... If you had the opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't have anything else.
No. I'm
feeling good.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you're in a good mood, sometimes you're not.
That's right.
You know? Sometimes you got to be pissed off at something, and other days you just be happy. And you're on vacation, so you might as well be happy.
Might as well be. And I'm going to feel like you a little bit after the day tomorrow, maybe Friday, depending on what the weather looks like, but... I'm going to go do that 13-mile hike we talked about.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm probably not going to be able to walk. But
yeah. I couldn't do a 13-minute hike right now. No.
You're a little dinged up, brother.
Hey, did you see the Bears signed an owner for 4 years?
No.
Yeah. Rodgers re-signed a contract for 4 more years with Green Bay.
Oh, now I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I did see that Rodgers re-signed, yes.
He owns the Bears, so
okay.
The Bears
so
got
it. You said Bears owner. I'm thinking literally somebody that owns the team.
Yeah, no. No one that owns
the
Bears
monetary side.
Half worth of shit.
No. Now I got you. I feel
so,
you.
Yeah.
And Seattle traded their star quarterback.
Yeah.
That was kind of surprising.
To Denver for like 8,000 things. I mean, they came out like they came out pretty nice on that deal. Bunch of draft picks, first round, second round, three or four players. Not a bad deal.
I like it. And if I had to pick a second favorite team in the football league, it would be Denver. I don't know why. I've just always kind of liked Denver.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see that they're – because they've struggled for the last 6-8 years on getting a regular – well, ever since Peyton Manning left, they've had a hard time having a regular quarterback. So good for them.
They've gone through a lot of trials.
That they have.
Yeah.
So anyway – that was Backwoods Bowhunter.
Yeah.
In all its glory.
Oh, yeah. It's very exciting. Very exciting show.
Y'all know what to do. Grab your bow and get after it.
Get your kids out.
Thanks for listening to another Backwoods Bowhunter episode of Badassery.
Didn't get enough? Climb down out of your tree stand and get ready for another epic episode next week. Tim and Mike will take you back down range for more bow hunting content.